twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting.
Welcome to Remember When, where we talk about people, stories, and events that have brought us to where we are today. I'm Glenn Parfitt, sitting in for Susan Woods this week, and this show is sponsored by the Maritime Museum of British Columbia here in Victoria. Today, we're going to go back, way back, into the 60s, and we've got 60s TV host and personality with us today, Mr. Bob Aylward from the show on Check 6 called Club 6, The Dance Party. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Oh, just hanging in there, you know.
not too bad, Glenn, not too bad.
Thanks for coming in to join us today. Also from that that magical time back in the 60s, one of the people that was actually on the show as a participant, one of the dancers, guys hanging out, and actually played on the show a couple of times, Ernie Nider. Hey, Ernie.
How you doing, Glenn?
Yeah, good. He's still alive, too.
Everybody's still alive. This is just great. So 1956 is when Check 6 went onto the air, so that's 50 years ago this year. And 6 years into the program, early 1962, young fella comes into town and starts his career. Bob, tell us what was going on when you came in to kick all this off and these great memories that we have of you.
It was a big mistake. I wasn't supposed to be there. But
well, tell us the story.
Well, all right. Channel 8 was going to put their dance party on the air, and the management, led by Frank Bond, who went to the casino with me the other day and lost some money, he decided that we better get our act in gear and get a show on the air as well, because the teenagers were a very important part of the broadcasting schedule. So we decided to put this into gear and get on the air before Channel 8 did. They were the opposition in those days. After a fact, of course, it was the same company. But the fellow that was going to do the show, he was coming from Saskatoon. He came out here, and he didn't want to do it. He wanted to do sports. So I was doing other things like, you know, sweeping up and changing light bulbs and being a general good guy. And they said, do it for a few weeks, and we'll get somebody else. And that developed into 9 years.
9 years it was. So yes, that would that means you started in early 62. We would have lasted until 1970, approximately.
Yep.
70. Holy smokes. Yeah. And what a lot of fun that was. I remember growing up in my parents' home and clicking on the TV, and there's Bob, there's the gang, there's everybody having fun.
Black and white.
It was awesome. Now, Ernie, you were sort of involved with the show as well, too. Tell us about your earliest participation and then what you did later on.
Well, I started going to Club 6 in about 1968, early 68, with a chum of mine, Howie Fitzpatrick, and it was a place to go in town. It was a place to meet girls, and it was a place to have a good time, and it was good, clean fun, and good music, and you're on TV, and it was great. So we went there every weekend and had a blast and ran down to the Pizza Pie Man afterwards and had a pizza, and it was a lot of fun.
You never invited me.
No.
So this was a Pizza Pie Man. That would have been the one at which location?
That was the old Woco, which is, you know, town and country area. It was a great spot to go. It was the only one in town. I can't remember the exact amount of money we spent on a pizza, but I know a straight cheese pizza was somewhere around $1.70 or something. We used to scrape it together to do it. Of course, you could fill your car up for $5 then, but
times change.
Okay, we're all dating ourselves here today. Now, Bob, through the course of the show, you had a variety of different sources of entertainment on there. You had well, let's talk first about the kids that were on the show. You call them your kids. What was that like? Where were they coming from? How did you sort of gather them up? What sort of motivated them to come and be part of what you were doing?
Well, Frank Bond, the manager, conned his daughters, Barbara and Carol, into getting kids from their school, from their high school. So it was a question of either be there or we don't go on the air. So if there was any inclement weather, there I was by myself, because it was live. We got videotape later in the game, but it was we only had three reels. And it was the two-inch heavy-duty stuff. It took two men and a child to carry the videotapes, the reels, and put them on the tape machine.
So what you're saying is, to be cost-effective, those tapes were used over and over and recorded over and over again?
Dee-dee-doo, yes.
Unfortunately, that's why we can't seem to find any episodes so far.
I have moving pictures.
Ah, Bob's going to tell us something.
Well, my good friend, best man at my wedding, the former chief engineer of the TV station, who lives on the Lower Mainland, he came up with a 8mm film that he had taken. I didn't know about. It's in color, and I have it.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to look forward to seeing some of that later on.
For a price, I'll...
All this stuff has certainly got value, and if nothing else, it's certainly great memories for all of us to be able to enjoy. For those of us who have had a chance to step back into time through the local website that's part of the Royal City Music Project, if you get a chance, go online to www.rcmpsite.com. That's RCMP site, RCMP for Royal City Music Project, not anything else. And I give you a chance to go through and see some of the old venues, some of the old bands. There's a whole gallery of Club 6 pictures in there, membership cards, the kids dancing, and all sorts of stuff. I see them all. I noticed in the pictures, Bob, they're all wearing, like, costumes and outfits and stuff. What brought that around?
Well, first of all, they were guests in people's houses. Therefore, they had to dress accordingly on the program. But beyond that, we used to do Halloween shows. We used to dress up for when we invited little kiddies from the orphanage. Sometimes the big kids wanted to sort of show them a good time because they didn't have mothers and fathers type thing. And they were invited on their show. And they even invited their own mothers and fathers at times to come on. And we even played some Glenn Miller stuff at that point in history, which I'm sure you probably have heard of.
A real family event.
Yeah,
awesome.
It was. But the dressing up was kind of fun.
Now, Bob brought in some of his old records today. We heard Twistin' the Night Away at the beginning from Sam Cooke. We're going to play a little bit more music than we usually do today. So we're going to hook up another song here. But the interesting part about this, I was going through Bob's 45s, and I had a look at this one, and it said Sweat P on it.
It did
spelled Sweatp on Spartan Records. Now tell us about that, Bob. What was that?
All I know is I didn't do it, but it was just a misprint on the label, that's all.
So what we're going to hear is Tommy Rowe and the song Sweet P, which is going to take us out to break.